She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, so a lot of people cannot receive our broadcast, so get on the internet. We're live on the internet, so let the people know that cannot receive the broadcast. Okay? It's called sharing, folks. Take care of each other. Okay, first thing on the agenda, I would really like to commend KGMB for being the first, for putting on all the other candidates running for mayor. I've never seen this ever. KGMB puts on the lesser known candidates running for mayor. There's a lot of candidates running for the office of president, mayor, and whatever. And it's really nice that KGMB take the time to put the rest of them on so that you, the people, can get educated as far as who's running. So you have a bigger window to look at. Okay? Anyway, I really commend KGMB for that. Windmills in the ocean. You've seen that on the news. They want to put windmills in the ocean. Bad deal. When are the people or the politicians going to wake up to the fact, the real fact, that we have only one major industry in Hawaii, and that's tourism? You tell me who in the world would like to come to this beautiful place called Hawaii and see windmills all over the place. Who wants to do that? You're killing the tourist industry. Wake up. The high-rise is already doing that. Why you want to add more? Where's the common sense, folks? The next thing you know, they're going to want to build condominiums and hotels on the side of Diamond Head and make Diamond Head disappear. Diamond Head is a very, very famous landmark throughout the world. I don't know. It really turns me over. But anyway, that's who you elected into office. Okay? So, you tell them about common sense. Electric cars are not healthy. Electric cars are not green. Electric cars cause cancer. I don't recommend them. And if electric cars were so good, they would have them in NHRA, NASCAR, Indy, everything would have electric cars. It's not safe. So that's why they don't have it. Along with airbags. Airbags is not safe. So that's why every race car in the world does not have airbags. So why does your car have airbag? Because you, the people, do not say anything. It's all a sales gimmick to sell the car. If airbags were so safe, then why can't children be in the front seat? Because the airbag will kill them. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. How long? You need something that will give you the mileage, folks. You want a mileage. Yeah, big deal. You filled up your tank, but what if the stations don't pump any gas for a long time and you run out of gas? See, way back in the 40s, they had gas rationing. Okay? And people were allowed only so many gallons. I think, what was it, 5 gallons? So what people went out and did, I don't know who thought about it, but they thought about it and they used mothballs. They added mothballs to the gas because it would give them better mileage. Mothballs back then contained naphthalene. Naphthalene is an octane booster. It boosts the octane, giving you better gas mileage. Well, in 1975, oil companies pushed for lowering the octane because they wanted you, the people, to have less gas mileage. Common sense. If you owned Tesoro or Texaco, would you want your customers to have fantastic gas mileage? No. So you lower the octane so people get less gas mileage. Well, getting less gas mileage also damages the engine and transmission. But who cares? That's wrong. That's not how it should be. So anyway, it's your choice, your car. The octane regulates gas mileage. That's why a lot of people that are my customers use ethanol. 2 gallons ethanol to a tank full of Shell 92. They get better gas mileage. Talk to Dean. Dean will tell you that. He's been doing the tests. Tailgating. A lot of people I see on the freeways and the streets tailgate. Well, let me tell you the downside of tailgating. When you tailgate, the car in the front, if it has new tires, will pick up every pebble on the street and fly it onto your hood, causing little chips of paint from your hood. But what you got to watch out for on the freeway at higher speeds, the pebble can puncture your radiator. Yes, you're going to have a punctured radiator. So much for tailgating. Tailgating is not safe. You have to stay back. Save the front end of your car. Okay? Give enough space. You know, imaginary where a rock flies up in the air, comes down, about where we would drop. So stay back of that so you don't chip your hood. All we have to do is look at somebody's front end of the car and you would know if they're tailgaters. Okay? But most of all, if the guy in the front decides to stop all of a sudden, you have enough safe distance to stop. So do not tailgate. What's that?
I think some people do the road rage and then they tailgate somebody.
Well, you know, road rage is crazy. What do you get from it? What do you get from it? You don't get more money. You don't get anything. So what's the sense in getting road rage?
I guess they have the satisfaction of getting even.
You know,
behind her and was tailgating her like for a couple of miles. She'd switch lane to see if he was following her, and he was.
Mm-hmm. So what did she do?
I don't know. I think she finally gave him the eye or some finger or whatever.
Oh, she told him he was number one.
I guess.
Well, that doesn't do anything. Nothing. I mean, think about it, folks. The world has to wake up. When you have wars, who wins? Nobody. Both sides lose lives. Nobody wins. They say so-and-so country won. No. You lost lives. Was it worth it? No. You get nothing from all of that. I don't know. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. As far as the storm that's coming, Darby, Garby, or whatever the name is, you know, those of you that can remember way back, when did we ever have hurricane after hurricane after hurricane lined up aim for Hawaii? When? It never happened before. But now it's yearly. Yearly. Every year we have that. Now, how long will we be lucky for a hurricane not to hit us? Is anybody thinking? Hello? All we need is one. The island of Kauai knows Hurricane Iniki hit them. And I saw firsthand how strong the hurricane was. I saw a 40-foot container and the truck that pulls it in the middle of a pasture. I thought, holy moly, that was some heck of a wind. You know how heavy that thing is? Well, it picked it up like it was nothing. Like in Hilo, when they had the tsunami. The parking meter poles all bent. Oh, hey, that is some powerful energy there. Okay, so Mother Nature's pretty strong, you know. Better think about all this that's happening. It's coming down. And all the money in the world will never stop that hurricane. If it's coming, it's coming. Okay? And we're lucky that we have the big island there with Mauna Kea to help block it for the rest of the islands. The Hurricane Iniki went south and was supposed to pass south of the islands, but all of a sudden took a 90-degree turn straight for Kauai. So, anyway, that's my thought. Okay? Now, on your windshield, apply Rain-X before the storm hits. The Rain-X really helps the windshield wiper and gives you better vision. Okay? Anyway, give us a call, 808-524-1080.
We have Al from Pearl City.
Hi, Al. Hello.
Yeah. I have a 2010 Caddy CTS with about 36,000 miles on it. I took the car in for a safety check, and they recommended that I flush my brake fluid. Well, how important is that?
Brake fluids accumulate moisture, and the moisture drops the boiling point of the brake fluid. And when you start to use the brakes a lot, it makes the calipers or the wheels hot. It can boil the fluid and cause the pedal, your brake pedal, to go to the floor.
It's rather important then to flush the brake fluid periodically.
Every 2 years,
okay.
Yeah, and that's why we recommend using the DOT 4. The DOT 3 is what comes out in all cars. The higher the DOT rating, the higher the boiling point.
Okay.
But
how about, like, if it gets too hot, doesn't it warp the rotors and
stuff?
Yeah,
it does warp the rotors, and that is very super dangerous. And a lot of drivers, car owners, don't realize this. But flushing the brake fluid is not part of safety check.
They normally will go check to see, how much brakes you got left. They check your tire dip, all that kind of stuff. So that was one of the things that they had recommended, that I flush the brake fluid. So I was just wondering just how important it was. And you've answered the question, George. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's for your safety.
Yeah.
And you should do that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
It's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. And today, for my minute, I want to talk about the storm that's coming and why my friends asked me if I was getting ready, and I told them I was already ready. Because, do you remember when we had the earthquake?
Mm-hmm.
No warning, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the power was out for, what, 6 hours, 8 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Island went nuts. Remember, everybody was running around panicking. Nobody had water. Nobody had toilet paper.
There was no warning.
No warning. So my point is, they give you a 5-day warning on a storm. People wait till the last minute. What are you going to do if an earthquake strikes? What are you going to do if the power goes off? You don't get a 5-day warning.
Yeah.
You should be ready every day. This is my plan. I could go 3 days and not leave my house. Now, could you go crazy sitting in the house all day? Probably. My point is, don't wait till they tell you something's going to happen to get ready. You should already be ready. Like you said, Inike, how many times we've been skipping the bullet? Folks, we're way overdue.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all my neighbors will be like, oh, let's go to Rolling Bob's house. Look, he's got candles, he's got water, he's all relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I don't know anybody. I'm the guy that locks the door like on the Twilight Zone. I don't know none of you people. You could have got ready. I told you. So I'm going to let you ponder that. So as always, take care of your car. Folks, be ready every day. You carry your spare in your car for a reason. You should also be ready at your house. So, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But you're right. You should be ready all the time because they cannot predict an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to warn all the listeners, with the storm coming and all, fill up your gas right now and fill it up with Shell V-Power 92 octane.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for those of the ones who have the fuel rewards, there's an incentive going that every time you buy V-Power Super, your next fill-up will be discounted by 10 cents per gallon.
Wow.
Yeah. This incentive will go on until October 2nd, 2016. All those who have the reward cards, take advantage of it. That's good. That's their promotional going on now.
How do you work that card? You put it in the slot before you fill gas? I mean, before you put your credit card?
Yeah, what it is that, you know, as soon as you drive up to the pump, the menu says, what debit card or fuel rewards card, right? What you do is you push the arrow that says fuel rewards card, and you stick in your fuel rewards card, and you pull it out. Then after that, it's going to say welcome with your name, and it's what said, like today it said welcome Dean. You have 10 cents off per gallon. And so what happens is after that, then it asks for your credit card. Then you stick in your credit card and wait for it to approve. And then likewise, then it's begin fueling, and you choose V-Power.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha. Okay, who's next? No? Okay. Anyway, folks, we cannot be that lucky forever. There's always the hurricanes are back-to-back. One of them is bound to come through. So be ready. Okay? Be ready. Anyway, the cheap gas is not the way to go. The Shell V-Power 92 will save you gas mileage and also keep your engine in good running condition, especially the transmission. Okay? The government is trying to pass a law so that no shop can change or reprogram your car's computer.
Why?
That I don't know. Something is up with this. You know, you can reprogram your computer right now and get better gas mileage, better power.
Is that why you would reprogram it?
Yep.
To get better gas mileage and more power?
That's what people are doing.
How do you do that, though, reprogram it? What do you have to do when you reprogram it?
You need to have a computer scanner. And something that will hook up to your computer system in your car and enable a computer to change the computer settings. The computer in every car controls everything, from the fuel management down to the transmission. So, the government's trying to change that, so you cannot do it. But more and more, the government is taking control, like the seat belts. I said that before. I'm against the seatbelt law because the government has no right to impose laws like that that covers you, the individual, and nobody else. Okay? They can do that with car insurance because you need that, because if you hit somebody else, you need to have insurance. But the seatbelt is not going to save anybody but you. So it's not supposed to be. And the helmet law for motorcycle riders, that's not supposed to be, because it's your freedom to do it the way you want. Too much of this government control is not good. It changes the country from a freedom country to communist. Okay? Think about that. Safety checks. We need to get rid of safety checks. Safety checks are not being done right, it's not being enforced, and most of all, not a penny is going to the city or the state. It's the mechanic that's being paid. The mechanic that's doing the safety check.
Yeah, but it's not enough for him to do a good job.
That's right. So, if you get into an accident, then the lawyer is going to sue the mechanic, but he doesn't have that much money, and the city and state, because the city and state authorized that shop to do safety checks. It's a lose money. Long ago, safety check was federally funded. No more. It's not being federally funded. And that's why a lot of states have canceled safety check. The state of Oregon puts it on the car owner's responsibility to have the car safe. So if a policeman sees a car in Oregon with the cords hanging out the tire, he pulls it over, impounds the vehicle on the spot, and tags that car owner $1,000 for unsafe vehicle. Now, when people know this, they're not going to drive a car that is not safe. So, it makes everybody safer. Right? Common sense. But in Hawaii, people don't care. They trust that the technician or shop check the car the right way. But there's also the other side to it. The shops are slow and they need jobs. So they tack on stuff that are not necessary and charge the person for whatever they're saying. Okay? So, need to get rid of safety check. You need to call your city council people or your representative in your area and tell them you don't want safety check. Okay? It's a break time again.
Yes. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N, .net.
Are you looking for a new car? or used car, I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. It can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, so storm's coming, and we don't know for sure if it's going to really hit, but you need to be safe and be ready. So make sure your gas tank's full. I know there's a lot of people going to buy water, but they're not buying gasoline. And they wait for the last minute. When there's no electricity, you cannot pump gas. Okay? You need electricity to buy gas. So anyway, if you go and check Costco, people are lining up there to buy gasoline. Lining up like crazy. And they're also lining up to pick up water. Okay. So, people crossing the crosswalk, you need to stop. But if they're not in the marked crosswalk, not by law, supposed to stop. Okay? The law is you stop for all people crossing in the crosswalk. Not 4 inches outside of the crosswalk.
So what happens if they're in the crosswalk but they didn't make it in time and say you got the green light? Can you just go and run them over?
No. But the crosswalk law about the people in the crosswalk, you have to wait for them. It's with the cross light, and they have to be in a marked crosswalk. If they're out of the crosswalk, they can have a ticket. They can be ticketed by the policeman. They have to be in a marked crosswalk.
So even if they're still in a crosswalk, but they're not supposed to be in there, you still have to not abide by the law?
No. You see, the policemen are tagging people now that start to cross the intersection in the crosswalk with the don't walk light on.
Okay.
With the don't walk light on and you start, he'll tag you. With that don't walk light on, you're not obligated to follow the law. Okay? So
while they're in the crosswalk, you can, of course, not hit them, but, you don't have to wait your half of the lane or something.
No. You don't have to wait. Because they're illegally crossing the crosswalk. Okay? You have to be legally crossing the crosswalk. Okay? So, anyway.
Okay, somebody else try it out and see if they don't get tagged.
No. The police are tagging in Chinatown with a don't walk light on and people start crossing the street. They pull them over and tag them.
Yeah, because they create traffic.
That's right. Okay? So, that's good. That's good.
Or there's the other ones that jaywalking.
They get tagged too.
And I'm wondering why they do that, because they can't run across the street.
People in Chinatown do all kind of crazy things.
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I got a question about that. What is the no walk sign? Is that the hand?
Yeah, it says don't walk.
Yeah, then it's counting down. So if the orange hand comes up, you cannot cross.
Well, if it's counting down, you can. But if it stopped counting down and the hand
zero,
is up,
yeah,
you cannot start to cross.
The hand is solid. I think when it's counting down, it's blinking, yeah?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's flashing.
If it's a hand, you still can cross if it's counting down then?
Yes, it's counting down, you can. But if you start to cross when it stops counting down and the thing is just saying stop, yes, you can get a tag.
Yeah, but you know all of this, well, I guess for it's our safety too, but you know, they're trying to give every kind of ticket to everybody so the city can make more money.
No, the city does not make a penny.
Huh?
No, the tags do not go.
The city don't make nothing.
No.
The state then.
The state. The city pays for the policemen.
Talking about that crossing, how many times now I cross the street more than before? These people, you know, when you're in the crosswalk, they're supposed to stop. How many times I almost get hit? Yeah, and I look, mostly immigrants, yeah. They seem like they don't know the law or they don't care. They just cut right in front. They almost bang me how many times I'm in the crosswalk. But, and then, like you said, they're tagging people for us, but what about these drivers?
The drivers are getting tagged.
Yeah, and then jaywalking, my friend's ex-wife, she's jaywalked, they gave her something like a $200 ticket.
Oh.
But, you know, by Straub Clinic before I used to go there, the whole block, everybody jaywalking, because across the job offices, the nurses, office staff, everybody, doctors, they all jaywalking. And the police station right there, and the police right there, even at the emergency room, they're not doing nothing. But and then you really humble sometimes if you like obey the law, you gotta walk all the way to the corner to the crosswalk. You know, it's like maybe they should put crosswalks in the middle or something. You know, the middle, so we don't have to walk all the way to the corner, you know, one block down and stuff like that.
I think they do that though, because if they did put a crosswalk in the middle, it slows down traffic maybe.
Yeah, but the safety part, well, I don't know, but either that or you risk getting $200 ticket. I got one to ask you. You know, like you said, Shell is the best gas. You ever heard, I saw this, I don't know if they have them here. I don't see it. Maybe they have, but you ever heard of Shell gas? This is nitro gas.
They all have that.
They all have all Shell gas now?
Mm-hmm. It's not nitro, it's nitrogen.
Oh, nitrogen. Oh, just short. They abbreviated it. Oh, yeah, I think Shell is the only one that have that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why it makes the Shell gas better?
Better gas mileage, but it's only in the 92.
Oh, but you said all the 92 is not 92, yeah?
Not every station.
What are they like, below 90?
All of the stations do not have a 90. Well, some of them now and then goes to 90, but never over 90.
Yeah, that's bad.
The legislature allowed it back in 1975. not 75. 2006. Yeah. They allowed it.
Cool.
The legislature is supposed to be backing us.
Huh? What's that?
The legislature is supposed to be representing the people.
That's right.
They're not.
And you know what? Government, whether it's federal, state, or city, they are the servants to the people.
They're not them. They're not. They don't have that in their mind.
We pay their salaries, you know, by taxation. But anyway, I just wanted to say to all you listeners right now, for those who especially confused, they don't know who to vote for, maybe they're thinking about still voting for Hillary, they got to go see this movie. It's basically a documentary, and it's 100% true about Hillary. It's in the movie theaters right now, playing right now. You gotta see him. You're gonna know the truth, yeah? And this, the guy that made this movie, he made one similar about Obama, and Obama arrested him, put him in prison, telling the truth. But this don't come up in the news. The guy got arrested.
Mm.
But that's the same guy. You need to go look at this movie. I believe Trump gonna win in a landslide. But anyway, I just want to tell all you listeners today at 5 o'clock, Channel 240 Oceanic, drag racing from Denver, Colorado. At 5 o'clock, Channel 214 Oceanic Cable. I don't know other channels, like, you know, other venues. But and then tomorrow, it's not live tomorrow. I don't know, for some reason it's delayed. The finals tomorrow on Sunday are going to be broadcast at 5 p.m. to 8 o'clock, 3 hours tomorrow. So all you drag racing fans that want to watch is going to be on qualifying today and finals tomorrow. So I leave you with that, George. You take care.
Thanks, Bruce.
I'll talk to you next time. Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway. yes, so much for that. But let's see. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Safety checks are supposed to check everything on the car. But if you had to pay a mechanic to do every safety feature on the car, it will not cost only $20. It'll be at least $100. So, if he's not getting paid the right amount, why should he do the full check? Okay? So if he's not doing the full safety check, get rid of it. Change the law. Okay? So anyway, cars that are old, okay, I forgot about the 30 years old or older, should have less registration fee because they're not on the road and there's not many of them around. So the registration fee for those older cars should be far less. The other states are like that. How come Hawaii is not? Anyway, think about that. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for being on the radio. For a while there, I was so scared, you know. I thought, I said, oh, no, come back. Well, I told Harvey, about your situation. Well, he claims he didn't know. He was kind of surprised. But not surprised. Everybody in business, you know, things happen, right? Well, anyway, I said, okay, if George really not going to open another shop, I said, look like I'm going to have to come to you, and he laughed. But anyway, I put my V-Power all the time. I have an 09 Corolla, and because of you taking good care of it, and Todd, still running, and everybody said, wow, you kidding, 09? Wow, nice car, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I've been telling him about the mother's aluminum. You know, people don't listen. They don't believe you sometimes. I said, look at my car. I said, I told them so. Anyway, hopefully they go and purchase something, give Napa business, and thank George Nita for letting me know so I can promote the product.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, George, I passed your place yesterday, and guess what? The homeless is going to take over the whole place.
Well, where else are you going to go, Lana?
I know.
I mean,
bad now because you're
the governor and the mayor and everybody's talking about getting rid of the homeless. Where are they going to put them?
Yeah. Well, you know, they keep on getting all that. A lot of them are immigrants, you know.
I know.
I mean, they don't even speak English. And
I know.
They're suing even, they're trying to get license. And how can they get license when they cannot even read English? It doesn't make sense. I read an article. They're suing and they got like awarded. These two people, a man and a woman, not husband and wife, from a different, I have no idea what their nationality because I never heard of it before. They sued and they got like, you know, the ACL, you always get into the act, right? They got $50,000, you know. I said, hey, if you go come America, you got to speak English. Or put in your, you know, labor and work and put into the system or what to get.
Lana, we got to get going.
Yeah. Hey, no. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about the previous caller. You know, he talked about, that was Hillary America. It's a true story based, that guy who did the Barack Obama 2016, Denise Souza, and he's an African American, but he loves America. He's a legal. He became an illegal immigrant, and he don't want.
Okay.
So it's playing Dole and Coupley.
Thank you, Lana.
Together. Yeah. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. What was it?
We're gonna go to our break.
Oh, okay.
So stay tuned to Hawaiian Automotive 101. We'll be right back with George Nita.
She's real fine, my boy.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? A lot of new cars today are coming out, 2016. When you come to a stop, the engine goes off. Then when you accelerate, time to go, it goes on again. So, the other week, I was driving the golf carts, and it did the same thing. When I stopped, the engine was off. To go, step on the gas, and it goes again. I don't know. There's good and there's bad with that. But anyway, yeah, it's a way to save fuel. Okay, so ethanol is a very good fuel. There's a lot of negatives put out there by the oil companies. But if you go look up history of Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he made the statement that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. And he's right. The exhaust fumes coming out from ethanol car, makes oxygen. Gasoline cars, carbon monoxide, eats oxygen. It's a no-brainer. Okay, who do we have?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Two things. You know about if we're going to be fined for walking when it says do not walk or something,
mm-hmm.
That's unfair because it lets the cars pollute the air and we have to wait so long. I was almost going to decide never to press the, especially when I'm by myself, I wasn't going to press that button and just quickly walk across. Because, you know, the cars are the ones that, when you're in the car, wait. You know, one person presses it, whether it's out of joking and you're never going to walk across, or, you know, and the person walks so fast, they don't need all that time, and we have to wait in the car. That's very unfair, and wasting gas, polluting the air. But also, I want to, I just came on the station when Dean was saying something about 10% off each gallon or something?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yeah, that's the gas, the fuel program. You have to have a card for that.
Well, got to be a credit card, yeah?
No, there's a special card that you apply for. It's free. And every time you go to fill gas, you know, you put it in and it takes off 10 cents per gallon.
And also, since this is the voting time, I want to highly recommend voting for Ikaika Hasi. Not Ikaika Anderson, but Ikaika Hasi in the Kalihi area and Olomana, Mauna Loa area, Patrick Shea, because they are very people-oriented. They're concerned about the average citizen, and there were a few kids. He said, you know, these kids are going to have a hard time, you know.
Barbara, we got to go. We got some calls.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
We got Jerry, who lives in Oahu now, but from Nebraska.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, George. How are you doing, George?
Okay.
Hey, I got a couple questions. First of all, really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, I got a Mercury Marquee in Nebraska. It's a 2002, I think. And I wanted to ask you, why is there such a difference when you register your car? You know, I know here in Hawaii you got to go through the safety check and all that stuff before you even get, you know, before you can get, you got to get that on your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back there, to register my car, it's $26 for the whole year.
Really?
Registration. And over here, what is it? 200 something, you know, to register, to renew your registration. That's number one. I couldn't quite understand why it's so. I know everything in Hawaii is more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, if you get a safety check over here, if you have a cracked windshield, will they give you the safety check, or do
no.
you have to replace your windshield?
You have to replace the windshield.
So any kind of crack on it, you have to replace?
Yes.
Okay. And then thirdly, I wanted to ask you about, have you ever heard of people putting pepper in the radiator to stop a leak?
Yes.
So it will do it, huh?
It will.
I see. All right, George. Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Just that it's such a big difference between Nebraska and here, you know?
Oh, yes.
You know, one last thing about ethanol. What is the big difference between the ethanol that you're talking about and the ones here in Nebraska? You know, they have a lot of corn ethanol plants, but a lot of them going out of business. Can you explain why?
The oil companies do not want them there. So the oil companies do not buy the ethanol from them. They buy it from Brazil.
Hmm.
They're killing their competition.
Brazil, ethanol, what is it made out of?
Sugar cane.
Oh, sugar cane.
Okay.
Ah.
So thanks, Jerry.
I think they would have something in Hawaii. We have sugar cane here, right?
Tell the politicians that. Thanks,
okay,
Jerry.
George, thank you.
Aloha.
Have a good day.
Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and please, the storm is coming, take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. Mm-hmm.